grow in his relationship with God, and he's excited to follow the Lord in believer's baptism this morning.
And he wanted to share with you a little bit how the Lord saved him.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to recognize that I'm being blessed on a very good day, and I'm very thankful for that. I also like to thank Pastor Tim for it. You know,
praise the Lord.
Very lucky that I got to come through a great church. So when I was younger, about 12-ish, I got gifted an action Bible. You know, it's kind of a comic Bible. It was pretty appealing for me. Obviously, I was a kid. So I read it. I've learned some things. David and Goliath, all the great stuff. I tried testing God when I was a kid. You know, I put a cup on my TV, like, God, if you're real, please move it. But I doubted that he would listen to a brat like myself. So fast forward, this year, the beginning of this year, December 31st, through all the things I've done in my life, you know, I kind of strayed off the good path. I failed in some things, done a lot of bad things, but, you know, with Jesus, you know, forgiving our sins.
Amen.
I'd like to thank him. So let me read off this. So I was in my basement, my auntie's basement in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I was fighting off my own thoughts and guilt. Thinking about all the things I've done, the guilt was unbearable, so I prayed. I prayed to God, thanking him, asking him for forgiveness. Tears in my eyes, telling him I need him. I prayed so hard, I even told him I would go to church. But I said, Lord, I'll go to church, but let the church find me. Like the pastor just said, weakness comes before honor. I was at work one day, and my friend Andrew, who is not here today, he said something about church while I was sitting on the couch at work. And I popped up right away. I was like, God, well, I told you I'd go, so I'm going. So, when I was younger as well, I grew up with a lot of loneliness. I also struggled with courage. And I began to fail, trying to find out in myself. And I read this verse, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Sometimes I still do fall and fail in my footsteps, but I know what I have to do. All I can do is pray to God, and he tells me to go forward. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. All right. Going ahead and sing. All right. Here. All good. Shake all the pockets. All right. Well, have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior alone and trusted in Him alone for the forgiveness of your sins?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can I ask you to sit down, please? All right. There we go. Okay, you're good. All right. Nick, based upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, buried with him in the likeness of his death,